Earlier this month, British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Commission for Africa called for debt cancellation for many African nations. African countries have borrowed billions of dollars over the last three decades. There have been efforts in the past to reduce Africa's liabilities, but those programs haven't made much progress. NPR's Jason Beaubien has this look at how debt relief has affected one southern African nation, Mozambique.
Flying into Mozambique's capital, Maputo, the plane swings out over the Indian Ocean and approaches the runway from the east. As the plane dips towards the shore, you fly over the carcasses of seagoing ships that litter the entry to the harbor. Then you pass over the rusted railway yard, where most of the train cars are frozen in place. Then there are the banged-together slums of tin sheets and open sewers and dirt tracks. The descent gives a snapshot of a country that was almost completely destroyed during a 17-year civil war that ended in 1992. Despite billions of dollars in development loans and assistance since it gained independence in 1975, Mozambique is only now beginning to rebuild its basic infrastructure. Part of what's helping Mozambique to rebuild is that in the year 2000, its creditors wrote off three-quarters or almost $4.5 billion of the country's foreign debt.
At that point, Mozambique benefited greatly. It was really a significant reduction in debt service.
Gregory Binkert is the lead economist for the World Bank's office in Maputo. Binkert says a lot of the debt had been for projects that were built while Mozambique's civil war was still in progress.
If you have a war economy, even if it's an economic aid, say you invest in an irrigation system and then 2 years later it gets blown up due to the civil war, you invest in a road and again it gets blown up, it gets mined or whatever, I mean, you lose all of that infrastructure.
And although the infrastructure might be gone, Mozambique remained saddled with those loans. Since the cancellation of much of Mozambique's debt, the Southern African nation has launched a massive national campaign to immunize children. It's had one of the highest economic growth rates in Africa, and it's reduced the number of people living in absolute poverty from nearly 70% of the population in the early 1990s to 54% in 2003.
The government has significantly increased since the late 1990s its expenditures for education, for health, for drinking water supplies, for those key priority sectors to reduce poverty. And that was only feasible because of debt relief and then, of course, also additional donor assistance.
This is the model of aid to the continent being advocated by British Prime Minister Tony Blair's Africa Commission. Write off the debt and then pump in huge amounts of new assistance in the form of grants. Like Mozambique, most African governments accepted and continue to accept huge loans from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and wealthy industrialized nations. Sub-Saharan Africa now collectively owes the West more than $300 billion. Charles Mutasa with the African Forum and Network on Debt and Development in Harare, Zimbabwe, says the West is extracting billions of dollars in debt payments each year from a continent that continues to slip deeper into poverty.
What we have been calling for is a total cancellation in order to give a fresh start to the African countries in terms of development.
Mutasa says much of Africa's debt was accumulated by corrupt, inept, or illegitimate regimes, and he says it's unreasonable that ordinary Africans should now be held liable for those debts. Back in Mozambique, some residents are skeptical that 100% debt relief will have much impact on their lives. On the northern outskirts of the capital, Maputo, the tar road quickly turns into a sand dirt track. Residents here survive mostly by fishing from small wooden boats. Rafael Pangan is sitting with his brother under a thick-trunked fig tree where they repair the family's fishing nets. Pangan says government officials in town are driving fancy new cars, but have done little for ordinary Mozambicans like him.
They just do things to help themselves, to fill their pockets, things like that. They are not helping people.
His village, he points out, is right next to the capital, but it doesn't have running water or electricity. People have to haul in their drinking water in jerry cans. Pangan says if the West wants to help Mozambique, donors should sidestep the government.
I think when other countries want to help us, want to help Mozambique, they have to come themselves to use all the gifts that they give to us. Because if they give it to the government, they won't do it very nice. They will just keep for themselves, I think so.
The Commission for Africa also said that addressing issues of corruption and good governance on the continent needs to go hand in hand with debt relief, and the Commission said that debt relief should be targeted to countries likely to benefit from it. Somalia, for instance, is in default on more than $2 billion in loans, but there hasn't been a central government there in a decade, and writing off Somalia's debt is unlikely to change anything in Mogadishu. Britain is expected to lobby G8 leaders for a massive debt relief program for Africa at the G8 summit this July in Scotland. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.